Righting Wrongs is Kenneth Roth's new book, 3 decades on the front lines battling abusive governments. Kenneth Roth is now a visiting professor at the Princeton School of Public and International Affairs, served for nearly 3 decades as the executive director of Human Rights Watch. This is Democracy Now! To see the full speeches of the Palestinian-Israeli directors of No Other Land, go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman.
Hey, CFRC listeners. In celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
Oh, you're used to this. This is you.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Your Word.
Oh my gosh. So that was my first time doing the intro. Oh, by the way, I have a friend on here.
Hi.
Say your name. Say your Gubby.
My full Gubby or just like my first name?
Like the full Gubby.
My name is Emily Robinson. I'm not going to tell you my middle name.
And then you have to say your social security number.
And my credit card number, my student number too. You can just pretend to be me, you know, for a day.
Okay, so anyway, the intro.
You're just giving a little sneak peek.
Yeah. Maybe next week I'll talk about it and play songs.
Yeah, it's incentive to come back for more. Yeah. I want to keep coming back too. I want to hear about this. I'll have to listen next week.
Yes, and you should.
Yeah, I'm encouraging other people
to
follow me.
Have you ever listened to an episode?
Before this, I listened to 2, actually.
Which ones? Oh, my goodness.
I listened to a little bit with Elida.
Oh, yeah.
And then I listened to your Valentine's Day one.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're like, oh, my favorite love song. Like, I love these.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cute. And then, yeah, I listened to the intros of a few other ones. But I listened to the Valentine's Day one, like, 20 or 30 minutes in. So
Actually, I thought you listened to the whole thing because I've been seeing, like, what you were listening to. And you were listening to Rowena Physics, like, all over you.
Let me see.
Girl, it was in your playlist, and I saw.
I know.
And then I was like, wait.
But I do think I spend so much time on Spotify, but I don't actually pay attention to what I'm listening to.
It's on your Valentine one recently.
Oh, yeah. All over you, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's so awesome.
Yeah, so she's my friend.
Okay.
And I've interviewed her on here, too.
No way. I think I was listening to that song, like, a month before, or, like, right around. Like, because I made the Valentine's Day playlist like a few weeks before Valentine's Day, in like, because I was thinking about it because we had plans to
I heard about it
from
your housemate because I keep seeing her.
Okay,
I keep running into her, Maya.
And I just came across it on Spotify. It's funny because I was listening to it for like the whole day when I found it, and then Conrad, I played it for Conrad, and he was like, oh, this sounds kind of like a female McGee, and I was like, maybe that's why I'm like really vibing with it, because I'm a McGee like fangirl, to my core. I mean, recently I've been making room for other songs, but
she has been like very, I feel like she is very abstract, just like how McGee is very abstract type of songs.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't listened to any, or maybe I
you
did
should
check
listen to her
out.
EP.
Yeah.
Her EP's good.
Yeah, that's cool that she's your friend. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I hope she wouldn't mind me saying that. How did you meet her?
I met her at a party.
Okay.
Because I'm friends with like this other girl named Melina, and it was like her birthday party, and then Rowena was there, and then I talked to her, and she was very chill.
Yeah. Well, if you talk to her again, you should tell her that I think her song is awesome. So
you should tell her, just like, I love your song.
Hey, I love your song, by the way.
Yeah.
It's good.
And actually, that's funny because my friend who is a McGee lover too, like, she also is a fan of Rowena Physics.
There you go. Maybe like the algorithm just knows.
Yeah. The first 3 songs are Timid by Looney, Cloud Castle by Luna Lee, and I Can't Wait to Get There by The Weeknd. If you want to talk about those songs, songs?
Yeah. Well, Looney's song is the first one I put on here because me and Claire kind of became friends over going to her concert. Claire had posted, I had Claire on Snapchat after meeting her like once. Mm. And she posted on her story. It was on Instagram. Was it on Instagram? Yeah. Okay, yeah. It was on Instagram, sorry. And she posted, does anyone want to go to this concert with me?
Or like, does anyone know Looney? And then I think two people responded. You were one of them. And then there was this other girl. But I'm just like, I've never met the other girl. Mm. And I've only met you. So.
Yeah. So then I just replied. I was like, yeah, I do. Like, why do you ask? And she said, I'm going to a concert.
Yeah. It was cheap too. It was a cheap concert. And I was like, that's like a really good deal, I feel like.
Yeah. And I feel like she was kind of lesser known, but she's from Scarborough or Toronto?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Yeah, Scarborough. So I don't know. I hadn't been to many concerts in my life up to that point. And Claire was like, do you want to go? So I was just like, yeah, hell yeah, I want to go, you know? So.
And then we kept going to concerts. And then now that before that, you didn't go to a lot of concerts. Now you go to many concerts.
Yeah, I do. Currently, I'm like kind of poor. So like, I can't. So I can't go to as many anymore, but I took a year off school, and in that time I was like really going to a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was nice to like kind of break into that thing with you, because I feel like I was kind of scared to go by myself or like with someone that I didn't know very well, but I'm really glad that I did. Mm-hmm. So
we also went to another concert that summer too, right?
Yeah,
Eliza Plaza.
Yes,
Marie Therese.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was like in a smaller
Sorry, Not Sorry.
Okay.
And actually, Sorry, Not Sorry just closed.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think they might be relocating, which is weird because they're a pretty popular club. I don't know why they.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
It was really cute in there.
Yeah. It was very short for the short Filipinos.
Yeah.
It's a Filipino club, like Filipino owned. So. So you know why.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, good memories driving to the city to go see like local artists. It's really cool. And then like the second song, Luna Lee, I actually don't know that much about Luna Lee. I just like follow her on Instagram. Yeah, I know that you love her, and I know that I follow her on Instagram, and I think she's really cool.
Yeah.
And I love really that cool. She like plays a bunch of instruments, and like, I don't know. I play the guitar and like a little bit of piano, and like I played the clarinet in high school. So
But
like,
you're no Luna Lee.
But I'm no Luna Lee, but I'm aspiring to be her. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, one day I'll catch up Luna Lee.
Yeah, like one day I want to learn the harp also because of her.
I know, it's so beautiful. Like she's inspiring, because I think like something I want to talk about later on with some of the other music is like, I really love like interesting producing. Like it's not even like a lot of the time I don't really care about the song lyrics.
Yes.
It's more just like, I like the producing. I like if it's like really interesting or dynamic, or like has some strings, has an interesting drum. Like that's what I kind of look for more. And so I feel like Luna kind of leans into that, you know. She's just like, I'm just gonna make a cool song, and then maybe I'll add some lyrics on top. You know, not that it's not meaningful, I'm sure there's lots of meaningful songs to her, but yeah, she's more of like a dual artist, I feel like.
Duality. Her debut album is called Duality. That's funny.
Yeah, I knew that you would come with the facts, because I don't know that much about her, but I do appreciate that aspect of her. And then like the third song, I Can't Wait to Get There.
Wait, before you talk about it, I just want to say you getting interested into a song because of its production first is like, I feel like why we have very similar music tastes. Because we both like the same type of like production, where it's just like there's like something that stands out from its production.
Yeah, and I think it's not to say that like true artistry is just in like, you know, production, but I feel like it's a kind of underrated aspect of like maybe modern music, is like, I feel like a lot of pop songs are less about production and more about like lyrics or being catchy. You know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I hear a song that's like kind of breaking the boundary, and it's not so focused on like, what am I gonna say that's so important?
It's just art.
It's just like, they're like, I am making cool sounds and it sounds good together. It's like, I like that, you know? Yeah. Like, it's good for the brain, I think. So.
Yeah. And if you've ever like tried, like if I tried to make music at one point, but it's just hard, you know, because it's just like, what sounds good with what, and then like all these instruments layered over each other and making them them sound different and having them match the other instrument. It's just a lot.
Like, or like sampling even. Like sampling's crazy to me. I feel like, I don't know, like you hear little tidbits of older songs and a lot of like modern songs, and like the way that people are so creative with like taking that little piece and like turning it into something new. So the next one is The Weeknd, and that's just a new song, and he's a Canadian artist, so but I just think this song is good, and my brother showed it to me, so I was like, I'm just gonna add this one because
YOLO.
It's Canadian YOLO.
But
okay, let's do it.
Enjoy the next three songs.
Sleep tight with a knife, girl, might get into a bar fight. But wouldn't hurt a fly, do that make sense? Am I saying it right? Timid girl, shy girl, dropping canteen, sweet 16. Happy birthday, good girl. Skipping class, man, that girl fast failed math, fucked his friend, you fell for that. Smile real big with vacant eyes, make it look like such a good time. But if you come too close, I will go. So you create a stage, so sampled. Every time you hit by a spotlight, disassociate like you're gonna die. Where were you last night? Cop cars flashing lights. Sex is kinda scary, drink till it's fun. Wait before you're ready, am I the only one? Heard I'm talking, know they know some. Know enough to trust no one. Know he's logging, know he thinks I'm dumb. But I am not the one, I am not the one.
Smile real big with vacant time. Shine, shine, shine.
sign on the dotted line.
The songs we just played were Timid by Looney, Cloud Castle by Luna Lee, and I Can't Wait to Get There by The Weeknd. Low-key, we just like took a really long break just from listening to that. But yeah.
We ate some food. We chatted.
Yeah. We caught up a little bit.
Indeed, we did.
And then the next songs we're going to play are Strange Maneuver by Bickle.
Sorry, Bickle just makes me laugh. Like,
I thought I mispronounced something. I was like, oh my gosh. No, this happens every single time, like, for me.
No, you did it right. It's okay. Just Strange Maneuver is a strange name for a song. So I love Bickle, though. He's so funny.
You want to explain why it's so funny? Like, what are you laughing at?
Actually, like, yeah, I would like to explain. Okay. Bickle is... I read an article about him recently.
Bickle, Bickle, Bickle.
Tickle, tickle. Okay. Yeah, he is also one of those artists where his producing is kind of paramount to his, like, his lyrics. But, I mean, he has a few meaningful songs as well. But, like, I just think that his mind is so interesting. And then also, like, all of his lyrics most
of
the time.
You'd like to bick it.
Yeah.
You like to bick his mind?
I like to bick the mind.
Like, pick the mind, you know?
Yeah, yeah. He's just really funny. And I read an article about him where he's like, yeah, I don't think my songs would be... Or, like, I like to listen to songs that are funny because that just makes the experience of music more enjoyable for me. And I think that's like really refreshing because a lot of songs, I think, like take themselves too seriously. And Bickle doesn't do that. He just loves to be silly.
He's
and
just
like,
goofy.
Yeah, but then silly, his goofy instrumentals are also amazing. So yeah. It took me a really long time to find his Instagram account too. I don't know why, but now I'm a big
mysterious
fan follower. So yeah, he's mysterious.
Just like McGee. And then the next song is Losing You by Solange. Mm-hmm. And then Something About Us by Daft Punk.
Yeah. So I kind of like group these songs together because I find they're all like my uplifting kind of people that I go to or like party, more like party songs. Losing You by Solange is like, I don't know, she has a lot of like cool party kind of or like pre-game songs.
Solange?
Yeah, like I don't know, it's like chilling. You're like chilling before you go to a party, okay, or something. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't, that's like it, to like really get, yeah, super hyped. I like to like chill before I go to a party.
Oh, interesting. It's like, do you know those videos where it's just like you go to different rooms in your house and then they're all like having different pre-game music?
Yeah. I'm the one that's like, some of my friends have complained, they're like, oh, like it sounds like you're listening to like sleeping music when we're trying to get pumped. I'm like, well, I just want to like drink and like chat.
Jazz bar vibes.
Yeah, exactly. I also think the producing on this Solange song is really good. This section is very like producing heavy
vibes,
I think. Yeah, just love the vibes. I love all of these artists, but I would say if you were to check out anyone, it would be Bickle, because I love him. And he also has a burner Spotify called Bickle Boy with a bunch of his older stuff, and it's also really good, I feel. So yeah,
so let's get into it.
Yeah, let's
get into the songs.
Let's take a listen, let's take a gander.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Time, yeah, you do your strange maneuver, and I fold every time. Yeah, you do your strange maneuver, and I fall every time. Yeah, you do your strange maneuver, and I fold every time. Yeah, you do your strange maneuver, and I fall every time. Yeah, you do your strange maneuver, and I fall every time. Thank you.
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Your Word.
So the songs we just played for you guys were Strange Maneuver by Bickle, Losing You by Solange, and Something About Us by Daft Punk.
Daft Punk!
Daft Punk. So good. So sad okay. They broke up and I can't see them in concert. You know?
Womp.
Womp, womp. Yeah, exactly.
And then the next song we're going to play, Candy by Mickey. And Wrong About the Rain by Sandro Perry.
This section, I kind of put these songs together because I feel like the two that kind of go around Mickey's song are like adjacent to his style.
But Mickey's the center.
Yeah, exactly. I really love Mickey. I saw him twice last summer. Yeah, like I knew him when he just kind of had his like EP out. It was like two songs, I think. And then he had other
things.
Are
You Looking Up and...
Yeah, and...
It was Candy.
Yeah, and then he had songs before that, but I feel like his first album, like his first like big breakout album was this one. I feel like this genre of music is like really just like if you're feeling down, it's kind of like a mix between like sad,
like melancholy.
It's melancholy, but it's also kind of uplifting. I listened to Mickey a lot last year when I was like on a Sunday when I was like a little hungover. It's just like a gross day, but I like kind of let myself like sit in that feeling, and like these songs like kind of made it okay for me to like be doing that, I guess. You know what I mean? Like it made me feel a little less bad or something. Mm-hmm. So
honestly, like this album, Mickey's music and Rowena Physics, like they're very like winter vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Like they give off the vibe of like it's cold, but then you don't want to hate your life because it's seasonal depression. So you listen to these songs.
Yeah. And it's like you don't need to listen to something like super uplifting, mm-hmm. like super, you know, opposite of what you're feeling. I think that it's more about like embracing that and like letting yourself like be immersed in it a little bit, while also like maybe
it's transcending
like, and you're like giving yourself some hope as well, but you're not like trying to just switch off your emotion, I guess, because winter can be tough. So yeah, I think that these songs like kind of helped me like navigate. And also the last one, Sandro Perry, Wrong About the Rain, it kind of has like a Mickey vibe. It's a little bit more groovy, but I heard that song in Juniper Cafe here and I went, this kind of sounds like Mickey. And I think he made the album way before Mickey came out with a lot of his music, but yeah, I just thought it was cool because he's a Toronto artist as well. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Also with Rowena Physics and Mickey's like their, so her EP and then his album, they have like similar colorway, and then it also gives off like that winter color vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I need to listen to that whole EP.
No, for real. I keep talking about it and then you're like, yeah, yeah.
I really liked that song that I found by her. So yeah, I need to listen to more.
Mm-hmm.
I just love this. I don't know what this genre is called, but whatever it is, I love it.
But anyway, yeah, do we want to play those songs now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Let them hear it. Enjoy.
Candy is all in my business. And if she's looking hard, she will find it. Candy, you're just wasting time. Screaming like a love story, you're calling.
Songs we just played for you guys were Police Scanner by Chanel Beads, Candy by McGee, and Wrong About the Rain by Sandro Perry. I wanted to talk about my favorite McGee song.
Yes.
You Got It. It's such a good song.
The whole album is awesome.
It's very awesome sauce.
DNM is made by freaking Dijon and Mustard. Mike. And I think Dijon Mustard and
Mustard on the beat.
And at his concerts, he plays that song. I think
over and over. Apparently,
yeah.
It was 5 times when I was there, and
he needs to stop.
It was honestly really hype. Like, people were
he needs to stop.
People were moshing to DNF,
oh,
which
wow.
I thought
I love moshing.
Was kind of crazy. Like,
were you in the pit?
No, I wasn't in the pit.
Oh, if only I
but
was
I was
there.
Enjoying it. It's really like it's a lot more amplified live, which I think is
and it was at history.
Cool.
I hate history.
The second one was at history. Okay.
Where was the first one?
First one was at the Phoenix. But yeah, I think Break the Spell. I was telling Claire, I think Break the Spell on this album is underrated. So if you're looking for one to listen to, if you haven't already, that's the one I would say.
That's the one.
It's chill and it's slow and it's kind of romantic.
Romantique
is the right word. Romantique. I'm in the mood after Valentine's Day. I'm feeling romantic still. So, words are hard for me. I love McGee.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome.
But anyways, the next few songs we're going to play are the last few songs of this episode. And they are Funny Papers by Mac Miller, Old Man by Neil Young, and You've Got a Friend live version by Donny Hathaway. Let's talk about Funny Papers.
I feel like I picked these songs and Funny Papers first, just because I think it's like such a beautiful song. It like really touched me when I first heard it. And all of these songs are about like connection in some way or another. And I feel really strongly about these three for different reasons. But yeah, Funny Papers, it's sentimental. There's something special about it. And Mac Miller was like my top artist for 2 or 3 years in a row in previous years. So yeah, I just feel like this song is like a perfect representation of how he's not just kind of a rapper, he's also really like a talented musician and like lyricist and
this song you and your brother listened to a lot, right?
Yeah, when my brother SoundCloud. Actually showed me this song on SoundCloud. And
no, I remember like being on the way to Kingston and you showed me this song on the radio, like you played on aux.
Yeah, when I think my brother was driving or he was in the car with us.
Speeding.
Yeah, yeah, my brother drives really fast.
But yeah, I was like, I was like passed out. So
we were relaxed by the speed. Yeah. Yeah, it's an awesome song and it makes me cry. So you need those songs sometimes that are
of course.
It's just meaningful. So it's just meaningful. Sure. Yeah. I just wanted to add Neil Young in there because Old Man is kind of about a connection between, I'm assuming, a son and his father and like their differences, but also their similarities.
And you relate to that.
Yeah. You know, I take on the son role in my family. No. I just think Neil Young is a Canadian icon and I wanted to put him in there. And he has a lot to say about the passage of time. He's also like very much an advocate for a lot of things. So I think he's cool. And then You've Got a Friend. I don't actually know who wrote this original song. I just knew the like James Taylor version of it. And so when I heard this cover, I'm assuming it's a cover, I was really like struck by it because I feel like this is a song that's like almost meant to be recorded live with an audience because it's all about friends and like
community.
Yeah, like it's like that's the whole point of it. And I think that like just like the production thing, like as much as I love production in a song, I also think that it's like amplified when it's live. I think that this is like such a perfect live recording of a song. And I listen to it all the time because it makes me feel happy. So yeah.
And she actually sent this song to me like out of the blue. And then
I needed to tell everyone.
All your friends.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to let them know, like, you know, you have a friend.
Mm. And then Donny Hathaway is just an icon.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, and honestly, I usually would think of Donny Hathaway as like this Christmas, like that's kind of how I thought of him before this, but as I've listened more to him, I realized that he's awesome and his voice is it's magical.
I think the first song that I heard from him was Love Love Love, like Love Love Love.
Oh yeah. I definitely got more into him after this song, but I would say like this is the perfect live song. And also
it's
better
like
than the original version, I think.
It was like choir vibe.
vibe.
Yeah, and like all cute. The audience like joins in, and it's like it's not perfect, yeah. but it's like fun, and mm-hmm. I like the kind of yeah. randomness of it.
It kind of gives like the same vibe as like in End of Record by Dijon.
Yeah,
when everybody's kind of singing all together, mm-hmm. and it's like it doesn't even sound like they're in a studio. It sounds like they're just in like a living room or something, and they're just all singing together.
Yeah, I think that like those moments of people just like singing or like I don't know playing their instruments together, and it's kind of like in an intimate room, is like one of the most beautiful things. I think that's why I love like Tiny Desk so much.
Oh, because yeah.
like there's so many interesting like renditions of songs that come out of that.
Don't sleep on live performances, for real. Like they get so creative too with yeah, like how they true. Change up their songs. It's great.
Yeah, and it like keeps it fresh for the artist as well.
Yeah,
and then having that like audience participation is like really
witness.
Yeah, you know, it makes you believe in like
magic human,
and magic and like the beauty of people and stuff,
yeah.
which, you know, sometimes it's hard to see, but I feel like music brings that out, so mm-hmm.
it's magical.
Yeah, not to get all like philosophical, yeah.
and also
stuff,
Donny Hathaway always pulls through with his production. Like he always has like strings. It's just like that soul vibe. Like soul always has like strings, and like
yeah.
he's very multi-instrumental.
Yeah, and I think in my opinion, like maybe some people would think otherwise, but in my opinion, I think an inclusion of strings, like obviously tastefully, but I'm never mad about it. Mm-hmm. Like I just think strings add a yeah. lot,
but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't, and like I've realized that it's just like strings are really pretty, yes, and I love it when they are in it, but sometimes it just doesn't hit as yeah. well as like people who know their stuff, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah, I think that I just only listen to tasteful strings
though. Yeah, yeah, they yeah. just find you.
They
you
just
never
find me,
you never
yeah.
find bad strings.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
there definitely can
or
be
maybe
bad
you just
strings.
Like
I just
don't notice too.
Yeah,
because it's like so unimportant.
Usually when you think of string songs, it's like the ones that are done
very,
so well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right, because it's like it kind of like hits you. Like that's even like that Bickle song, I think the strings in that are really,
what did you call me?
I think the strings in that one are, they kind of come out of nowhere, but they're mm-hmm. they like juxtapose really well with the mm-hmm. initial drums of the song. Yeah. Like I think when you use it as like a building way to build the song, it's mm-hmm. it's awesome. So, and I want to be able to play the violin too.
Real, real.
That'd be awesome.
Or the cello.
Yeah.
Cello,
just
so,
all of it. Yeah.
Cello, hot take. Cello's prettier than violin. Like they're,
I agree.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, those are gonna be the songs, the last few songs we're gonna play. Thank you, Emily, for being on my show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Anytime. I feel like this is like really wonderful and full circle.
Yeah.
We talk about music all
yeah.
the time.
We're music buddies.
Yeah. Yeah, we love music. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to talk about music.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So there you go. Mic drop.
So boom.
So boom, boom, boom.
So boom, clap sound in my heart.
Yeah.
Anyway,
See you guys next week. Enjoy the last few songs. Bye.
Bye.
Did no one ever teach you how to dance? Nobody ever taught you how to dance. Well, everyone knows how to dance. There's only so much time. Yeah, somebody died today. I saw his picture in the funny papers. Didn't think anybody died on a Friday. Some angry banker or some kind of money trader. Recently divorced or drunk driving down the highway and drove off the bridge to his wedding song. Blew out the bass in the speakers. You could still hear the trouble going. The hospital was useless and everything was quiet but the music. Recently I only meet peace when in deep sleep in the same dream. World safe, smile on her face waiting on the other side. I wonder if you'll take me to the other side. Yeah. What your eyes see, too naive for war and that'll screw you. Still bet it all on the glory, hallelujah. I heard the answer in the gibberish of an old drunk. All he said was he's in no rush. If I could just pay my rent by Tuesday, I bet I'd be rich by April Fool's Day. The moon's wide awake with a smile on his face as he smuggled constellations in a suitcase. Don't you love silence? Everything quiet but the music. Everything quiet but the music.
Do you love silence? Everything quiet but the music. Somebody gave birth to a baby boy. I saw his picture in the funny papers. 11 pounds named after his Uncle Gabriel. His mother cried with her lips against his soft face. Watched Britney's bright eyes into this dark place. Oh, sweet, sweet oblivion. Way before the information gets settled in. I swear to God I never want to sin again. But I fear that
trouble's on its way.
The mind go with age, don't surrender. My mistake, I misplaced all of my remembers. Baby, there's a little vacation in the dresser.
Take one for the pressure and two for your temper.
Just pay my rent by Tuesday. I bet I'll be rich by April Fool's Day. The moon's wide awake with a smile on his face as he's smuggling constellations in a suitcase. Don't you love silence? Oh shit, here come the icebreaker. It's danger when he's bringing out the lightsaber. The word's awesome, but he's talking out of turn off. And I blew the f*** up, then became the world's problem. Bad hygiene, all about that gross life. Hate to see somebody f***ing up their own life. Just roll the dice and put 20 on midnight. Have a feeling we gon' win tonight. Cause when the snake starts slithering, you spot the chameleons. You realize you surrounded by reptilians. I ain't an innovator, it's a motherfucking illustrator.
To mean that much to you. how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Nothing is going right.